Sunday night Dvar Halacha.
I came across a halacha. I actually told someone the wrong halacha. I mean, I told someone a psak, and I came across a Rabbi Kiva Eger that the Bir Halacha brings down that says not like that, and I didn't see anybody chaylik, so l'chayr that's the halacha. If you hear a bracha and you talk, you say something, or you continue to daven, you say you're in a different part of davening, whatever, lo mishaneh, you either talk or you say something, and it's still toch kedei dibur of the bracha, Kiveger says you cannot answer amen anymore. That's it. You can't answer amen. The first one, you heard a bracha and you talk to someone and it's still toch kedei, or you continue davening, or you said tilim, and it's still toch kedei dibur of the bracha, nevertheless, you cannot say amen anymore. Unless there's a tzibur answering amen. Let's say it's Chazaras Hashatz. Not that you're saying tilim during Chazaras Hashatz, Chas v'Shalom, but I don't know. You davened already by the Vesikim Minyan, so you're saying tilim by Chazaras Hashatz. And most of the tzibur is answering amen. In that case, you could. Okay, you hear? If most of the tzibur is answering amen, then you could answer with them even after you've said those few words. You only have to be Tarchide Dibur of their Amen. In other words, you can answer with them. They're presumably Tarchide Dibur of the Chazan's finishing the Bracha. You can even answer Amen, Tarchide Dibur of their Amen. And then, but in the second case, then you can't anymore if you spoke. In other words, you can't answer Amen if you spoke, even if it's Tarchide Dibur of the Bracha or of their Amen. The only time you could answer, even though you spoke, if it's together with the tzibur answering amen, and as you talked, the rove tzibur is still answering amen, then you could answer amen as well.